Well, good morning. Morning, everyone. It's such a great day to be together in the house of the Lord, right? I'm super excited always to be gathered together to worship, to learn, to look back, and to see what the Lord has done. My name is Ken. I'm one of the pastors here at Stoney. And I'm just excited to bring us today's message, and it's a little different than a normal Sunday message. Perhaps you've been with us for a while, and so you recall on the last Sunday of the year, we typically look back and see what the Lord has taught us, and really remind us of the different things, the different message series we've gone through. And if you're like me, you've got Spotify on your phone or an app like that, and at the end of the year, they always give you this link to your Wrapped, which shows you all the statistics and like your most listened to song. Well, I don't have that for us today exactly, but today is a version of that as we look back at what God has taught us. And the songs that we've sung already are songs that we've introduced this year, and we've got a couple more songs that we're going to be singing together, and those are also songs that we've introduced this year. We'll celebrate communion at the end of today's service together to kind of wrap up this year. But I will be focusing on really four of the multi-week message series that we've looked at this whole year together. There was a lot of individual messages or special events that happened here and there throughout the whole year, but really there were four messages series I want to identify and talk through. You've seen them in the video that we just saw there. Gritty Grace, Identify, Learning from Leaders, and our mission series is where we'll conclude. And like I said, we've already got things going for looking back at the whole year, but before we dig in, I want to ask the Lord to just to remind us together. So let's pray together and ask the Lord to bring back to memory those things He's taught us. Father, we celebrate You here today. We worship You together. And I ask, Heavenly Father, as we look at these messages that we've seen throughout the year of 2024, I ask for Your Holy Spirit to remind us, to bring back to our recall the things that You've taught us. Lord, help us to celebrate You, whether we've had a rough time throughout this past year or whether it's been an amazing year for us. Help us to give You all the glory we can. We look to You, Jesus. Everything points to You. We are so thankful for who You are in our lives. Amen. Well, with that, let's dig in to the first message series of the year. All the way back in January of this year, Pastor Randy took us on a deep dive through 1 Peter on a 14-week message series called Gritty Grace. And this was a series studying the letter that was written by the Apostle Peter from Rome in AD 63. And he was writing to some Christ followers who were rejected and marginalized in their communities. They were suffering persecution for their Christianity. Now, we may look at this letter and mistakenly think that we face similar persecution with the way that the world treats Christians today. Often I know I have the thinking, I'm like, oh, everybody's telling me I'm outdated for my Christian beliefs, or people all around us get canceled for standing up for Christ, or we just see the moral decay in our communities. But yet, we are still way off on the persecution that these early Christians faced. In fact, they faced imprisonment, beatings, and even eventual torture. They were really, really facing some persecution. Yet through it all, at the end of his letter, Peter gives them this encouragement. He says this, and when we come to yellow print, I'd like you to read along with me. Peter says, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. You know, in the time I have here this morning, I can't go through each of the 14 weeks. You wouldn't really want me to do that. And so I want to encourage you that perhaps if you're feeling that, like, that struggle, that persecution, I need to be stronger in my faith with the Lord. I want to really be rooted as we begin this year. I'd encourage you to go back and listen to those messages, or you can even check them out on our YouTube channel here. Our YouTube channel, we usually keep all of our message series in there, very well organized. So you can go back and listen to these on your own. But I know, as followers of Christ, we may be facing strong persecution ahead. We think it's difficult now. We might be facing even more challenges to come. And we need to toughen up, really, to become more gritty in the grace that we've received in order to truly stand firm, to really be firmly rooted in the gospel of Jesus. Now, after this lengthy series in 1 Peter, Pastor Randy then taught us a 5-week series called Identify, Who Are You? Now, we live in a world, as we've already discussed, where people are constantly struggling to figure out their identity, often giving in to the sinful temptation to define it for themselves. But through this series, the journey of this series, we learn that humans are made in the image of God, who rebelled against God, leading to alienation from him, but transformed back to the fullness of Christ through repentance, thus leading to become a new creation. This was the thread throughout the whole series that we kind of journeyed on, and it's all found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Paul writes, he says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." Help me. "The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." You know, when Paul says the old has passed away, he's talking about our old self found in Adam, that original creation, our sinful self, destined for eternity, separated from God. But through Christ, we are a new creation, given grace and eternal life. If you're here today with us and you have yet to surrender your life to Jesus, and perhaps you're still living in that original creation, you're just kind of checking things out, I want to encourage you and implore you, make today the day of your salvation, to become that new creation, to surrender to Jesus and live in the grace and the life that he brings. And in fact, for those of us who are here as a new creation, I want to encourage you to live in it. To not live in the old self, not live in the old sinful, stuck life that you might have, but live in the grace and the truth that Jesus brings. And perhaps you remember this. When you repent, you switch from being in Adam to being in Christ. And you instantly receive Christ's life and status and begin the transformation process. It's like this caterpillar going to become this butterfly through metamorphosis, right? It's the same life, but something has completely changed. But let's not forget, when Christ returns, you're made perfect in body and soul. This isn't the perfect representation. No, you go from being a butterfly to being an F-35 jet, all due to God's grace when he completely makes us new in eternity. What a great truth to kick off the new year, right? In fact, we are given this promise in Philippians. The author Paul, he continues and he says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." What a great truth. But let me shift gears here and take a pause from the message series for just a moment to talk about some Stony Creek Church highlights, some things from the church body that we experienced and can celebrate even today. At our annual member business meeting, that was a little bit over a month ago, those of you who were here, you heard about the expansion to our paid staff here at Stony. And so just to let everybody in, starting January 1st, in just a couple days, Katie Johnson is moving from being the worship intern to being the worship ministry leader, taking over this ministry. I'm thrilled. Let's celebrate that. Amen. I am thrilled and excited to see like what God takes us in the next step as we continue to grow and develop this amazing worship team. And then also later in 2025, Dan Murphy, who is down there, will move from being an intern, my intern in the student ministry world, to continue to assist me as he changes to become the youth ministry assistant, to continue as we see some amazing growth in the middle school and high school ministry. I'm excited for that too, so let's celebrate for Dan. And for those of you guys who are members and you know all this stuff, but let me just say, just like the video told us at the beginning of the service, don't forget that today is the day to fill out that member renewal form. We do have some back there at the offering table that you can grab. You should have gotten an email with a link and everything like that. If you're a member, you know who you are. And it's just a couple simple check boxes, but it's a strong commitment. We don't want you to just do it, you know, haphazardly, but to really fully say, am I committed to this church? And then for those of you who maybe are not yet members, I want to encourage you to take our 5-week Exploring the Creek class that starts in 2 weeks on January 12th. It's during the 10 a.m. services, so you would just come to the 10 a.m. service and then get to sit in on this 11:30 service just like you are today. And, you know, I spoke with somebody just recently, and they kind of off said, you know, I used to be a member at Stony, and they don't attend here anymore. And I thought back, and I was like, well, no, you weren't. You attended the church, but you never took the class and committed. I didn't like say this to him. I didn't want to, you know, knock him down a peg. But I was like, you know, sometimes people think, I attend the church. I show up. And, you know, I must be a member. No, like until you say, I'm committed to this body. We have a class for it. We have a process that you can commit to being a member. Then you move from being just really a visitor to being part of the family. Some of you might have been here for longer than me. You've been here for 10 plus years and you're like, yeah, I just come to the church. I want to encourage you, stop just visiting Stony Creek Church and become part of the family. Be committed. Take this class. I encourage you to do so. Now, another amazing thing to remember is that our Stony Creek student ministry, we took a mission trip to Puerto Rico this last summer. Yep. When I thought about this, I was like, that was this summer? Man, it felt like forever ago. But we had 26 students. It was like 98 degrees in this moment when we took this picture. It was great. But, you know, this was a fantastic trip that we took to serve couple churches in Puerto Rico. Their ministry helped them develop and grow and really serve the people that were local there. And I think it was a great trip. It acted as a catalyst, I know, for many of these students in their spiritual walk as well as in their leadership and commitment to the Lord. So it was a wonderful trip. And speaking of mission trips, we look forward to the summer of 2025, this coming summer, as 24 adults and teenagers are planning on serving in Brazil with Chain of Love, one of our mission partners. Yay, let's get excited about that. And this was the team that went in 2023, and many of them are going back, and many of these are the people from Chain of Love here. And they're going to really to serve the ministry that's going on in Brazil. And this team has already begun meeting and forming, and we'll just be praying for them this next 6 months before they leave this next summer to go and serve in Brazil. And speaking of all of this, I thought it was a good chance right now to really identify this. These are some of the ministries that your offerings and your tithes go to support. I mean, there's so much more. We've got our Reach for the Streets, and we've got just the ministry here at the church every week, and there's so much more. But let's take a moment in this moment. I know it's a little different than we normally do, but let's focus and pray for the offering and really just commit our tithes and our gifts to the Lord in this moment. You can always give online anytime. I know many have already done that. We also have our box in the back that you can give an offering at the end of the service, or you can give, you know, this next couple days to get it in under the 2024 calendar year. But let me take a moment to pray for our offering, and then we'll keep going. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the generosity and the commitment of so many individuals here who commit to serve you and to worship you by giving of their own financial resources. We pray for this tithe, this offering that is given to you today and really throughout this whole year and as we look forward to the next year. Father, we ask you to use this to make your kingdom come here in Stony Creek Church, in Utica, in our area, and truly beyond to the ends of the earth. Father, we ask that you use this offering to help things like the Reach for the Streets ministry and to fill the blessing box to help people who are just in need of some support every day. Father, help us to do ministry here in this building, serving you, worshiping you, teaching others about you. Help us to serve beyond our borders by giving to our missionaries, not just the one we go and we go support them in a week trip, but God, every month, the missions that we support. We praise your name for really reminding us to worship you by giving these tithes and offerings. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, let me shift back into the message series that we've looked at this last year. The next series we're going to look at was called Learning from Leaders, and it was from the book of Judges. And this was a six-part series that gave us an overview of the Old Testament book of Judges. But we can easily see its relevance to us today. There was a key verse that we saw in Judges chapter 17. And interestingly enough, this verse appears multiple times throughout the book of Judges. But here's one from Judges 17 verse 6. It says, "In those days, Israel had no king." Help me out. "All the people did whatever seemed right in their own eyes." Really, it's a tragic verse. Throughout the whole book, we see how the people of God had turned away from their one true king, Yahweh. You know, if we look back a few generations before the book of Judges, Exodus through Deuteronomy, we see Moses, how he had led the chosen people out of Egypt, out of slavery, and God had given them the law. This was God's chosen people. Then the next generation followed the leader, Joshua. And this group was led into the promised land. Now, I sneak in the youth ministry. You might be like, I didn't see this message. This was in the student ministry. We did a whole series on the book of Joshua. And so we talked about this generation following Joshua and as they led into the promised land. We read about how this group grows and develops under the leadership of Joshua. And then Judges kind of takes the next step, starting Judges chapter 2, verse 7. It says, "The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him," help me, "and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel. Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110, and they buried him in the land of his inheritance." But then a third generation comes along. And we continue on in verse 10. It says, after that, the whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors. That means that they died. Another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods of the peoples around them. They aroused the Lord's anger. Tragedy. You know, this begins Judges' vicious cycle. The people, they fall into sin, and really, they turn to idolatry, turning away from Yahweh God. And then this nation, it leads the nation of Israel to be overcome by foreign nations as they become servants, and they really, they get overtaken. And then the Israelites recognize their situation, and they cry out to the Lord in sorrow and supplication. And so then Yahweh sends a judge to rescue them and to bring his people back to salvation. But then the cycle repeats again and again and again throughout the book of Judges. You know, the history of the Israelites is very similar to where we find ourselves today. Let me be clear. Our nation is not Israel. But we do see similarities in the moral decline of the world. In fact, looking at this cycle, I'd say this is Ken's vicious cycle. This is my own struggle as well. I fall into sin, and I feel like I'm a slave to it. And then I cry out to the Lord, and he brings me salvation. And yet, I fall into sin again. And we can look at this as a nation, but let's internalize it as well. Because it's easy to look at the world and say, oh, we need the world to be a better place. But it's not the pagan world that we should expect to cry out to the Lord. It's his church, you and me together. Only through repentance and petition may we truly see the work of God in our day. And then in November, Chris, Randy, and me taught a series you might not have realized were connected messages. It's what I call a sneaky series. We didn't have like the same graphics or even a title for it. We kind of snuck it in there on you. It was a 3-week series focused on the mission of Stony Creek Church. Let's look at the mission. It says, Stony Creek Church exists to make more and better followers of Jesus so that God is glorified. And so if I was to break this statement into three parts, the first, Stony Creek Church exists to make more followers of Jesus. This was the message that I taught, drawing from the events that happened in Luke chapter 5, where we saw the story of the four friends that brought their paralyzed friend, who was on a mat, through the roof of the house in order to get him to Jesus. This was a whatever it takes attitude. And it's something that we can emulate when sharing Jesus with other people. We have to have this same drive to make more followers of Jesus. But then, looking back at our mission here, the next, Stony Creek Church exists to make better followers of Jesus. And now this was the message that Chris taught, which was titled, How Much for a Free Lunch? And this message brought us the charge that Jesus gave his disciples and to us to give up everything and follow him, as we read in Luke chapter 9. Jesus offers us life, but the cost is surrendering everything to him. In order to truly be better followers of Jesus, we must learn to be in full surrender to him alone. And then finally, the third part of this is that we do this so that God is glorified. This was the message that Randy taught, reminding us that we, everything we do, begins with a thankful attitude. If you recall, Randy preached the message called My First Step Away from God. And it was based on Romans chapter 1, verse 21. In fact, let's take a look at that verse here together. It says, "For although they knew God," help me out, "they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened." You see, everything we do has to be rooted in being thankful and bringing glory to God alone. None of what we do as a church should ever be done to make our name famous or to spread our name at all. Only God alone, to him be all the glory. These 3 weeks culminated in us unpacking the plans that we feel that God is leading us to as a church in the coming spring. On March 2nd, 2025, in just a couple months here, Stony Creek Church plans to launch a third Sunday morning service at 8:30 a.m. All you 11:30 people are like, "Oh mercy." Don't worry. You know, that's an early service. I get you. But unless you're here, maybe you're like traveling this week and you stopped in, you're with family, or you're just checking a church out. This is your first time you're hearing this. I understand that. But for everyone else, this should be something we already know and have heard, because we've been talking about this for over 2 years now. We just see this is the moment where it's the best next step for us to fulfill the mission that God has given us as a church. On that last Sunday, we had over 200 commitment cards turned in by you and others here at the different services. And these were commitments to attend the 8:30 service, to pray for the continued expansion, to serve at the church as we see this expansion happening, to do some practical stuff in order to get the word out, like wearing a free hoodie and placing a yard sign in your lawn. I don't know if you guys have been wearing your hoodies at all. I have. It's wonderful. And I've got my yard sign in my lawn right now. I'm going to take it down maybe when it starts snowing and put it back out in the spring a little bit here. But we actually have one more additional gift we want to give every family here at Stony, something to kick off the new year. Now, this is new. This isn't like recapping an old teaching series or moment. This is looking towards the next year. We want to give you something to help you commit to spending regular time with the Lord, together in your homes and with your families. This is something that will help you reflect on what Christ has done in the life of our church and in your own home in the past. At the same time, it'll help us watch carefully for what Jesus is doing right now. And then finally, it's going to give us a glimpse into praying for the hope we have for the future. In fact, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 reads, "Jesus Christ is the same," help me, "yesterday, today, and forever." So to help us guide us in this way, the staff has prepared prayer journals. And there's some simple guidance for you to do as a house. And they're at the table in the back, if you've already spotted them there. We want to encourage you to take one at the end of the service. One per household would be wonderful, because you'll do it together as a family. Yeah, but now, this is just like, if you're like, "Oh, more free stuff, I'm just going to grab everything." That's okay, but also make sure you do what the journal encourages us to do. And that's getting together with your family 3 times a week. Set a time, perhaps at dinner time, and pray together and look at the prompts on the journal. And you'll see things like this. You'll be prompted to look at ways that you've seen the Lord work in the past, ways you see the Lord working in your life in the church today, and ways that you hope God will work in the days and weeks and months to come. You know, journaling together as a household, it's going to help us remember what God has done and to trust Him for what He will do. Just like the Israelites did, in that they set up these memorial stones in Joshua chapter 4 as they were traversing to the promised land. We will set up our own memorial stones throughout this next year. There's dated prompts on the guides that are going to help you journey together as a household. Now, they run through the first 6 months, and that's of 2025. To get going on praying together and meeting together as a family. How awesome would it be to come together next year at this same time and have a journal that's filled with your prayers and your hopes and your looking back on what Jesus has done in your life? I encourage you, every one of us, to do this together. We pray that these tools are going to help you in your own spiritual walk, as well as be prepared to share the love of Jesus with the community around you.